For many years, the world's growing population was viewed with anxiety, with dire predictions about a population explosion. Now, that view is starting to shift. Take India, for example. It's now the world's most populous country with over 1.4 billion people. The nation mostly sees its population as a boon to a growing economy, but that's only if it can figure out how to bring more opportunities to places where most people live, in smaller cities and villages, NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports.
It's been the case for decades that millions of people from India's villages and towns would leave home and head to one of its massive, sprawling cities. There, they'd search for jobs and a chance to give their families a better life. And millions succeeded. Drive through any of these cities and you'll see signs of a thriving middle class. Growing number of high-rises, glitzy malls, and streets choked with cars and motorbikes. But demographer Sonal De Desai says these cities are becoming increasingly unlivable.
I think it's fairly clear cities like Mumbai and Delhi are extremely crowded.
Desai is at the University of Maryland in College Park and studies India's changing population.
Real estate prices are very high. Sustaining a quality of life in the cities is increasingly quite difficult.
And all this hit home for people during the pandemic, she says, because these cities were the hardest hit by COVID-19.
It sort of made people realize how vulnerable these large cities are.
And how vulnerable many of the people in these cities are, especially its migrant workers.
We began to realize that, my God, there are so many migrants from other areas who have come to these cities and are living very precarious lives. That, you know, the lockdown suddenly means that people are going to start walking back home.
Which is exactly what they did. Tens of thousands of them walked for days or hitchhiked to go back to their villages. Many died along the way. Desai says all this has had leaders thinking about how to create more opportunities in and around India's villages so people don't have to move so far from home. Mukta Naik is an urban planner and a fellow at the Center for Policy Research in New Delhi. She says most urban development efforts in recent years have focused on smaller towns and cities.
A lot of these mid-sized towns are the ones that are sort of benefiting from many of these urban interventions.
Interventions like the Smart Cities Mission launched in 2015. It's aimed at helping smaller cities across the country develop better infrastructure, technology, municipal services, and a cleaner environment. Now, there are lots of questions about how well these projects have gone, but interventions like this have created more opportunities locally.
Now a bunch of the smart cities have put in some of those funds into setting up incubation centers.
Centers to support startups. And Naik says the startups in each city are unique. They build on existing local knowledge and economies. While one city fosters sustainable technology startups, another is focusing on agriculture or education. Naik says there are also more industries that are benefiting people in rural areas. Take, for example, the western city of Kishangarh, which has marble and granite processing factories.
You need lots of people doing loading, unloading, and very basic machine operation work.
Many employees here are young men from nearby villages. Now, none of these efforts are a coordinated response to India's growing population. But Naik and her colleagues' research shows that increasingly, people are staying closer to their homes and families and still able to have a shot at a better life. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.